B-sides, rare finds, secret shows. Whether it's a must-see concert or a must-have coin, curious types crave interesting experiences. Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With hundreds of trading pairs, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to create the crypto experiences they've been looking for. Trade beyond the trend at bittrex.com. It's your move.
How do you decide which heifers to select or sell? Visual inspection alone leaves a lot to chance. Back your hunch with Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding and marketing decisions. Request a call at InheritProgress.com and ask about free TSUs to get you started.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really bring about a lot of clarity so that she can recognize your son and your Holy Spirit very clearly and discern between them and the deceptions that are so prevalent with the Antichrist, which is really good discernment. I ask all these crazy fellows in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly because he's the one that's going to be guiding you through the trials you're going to be going through. You just don't know what's going to come your way, but he does, okay? But understand that once you do, you're going to get persecuted, and you're going to get persecuted by the spirit of Antichrist, okay? It's already really so prevalent in the world, even though the actual man himself hasn't been revealed. The spirit of it, and it talks about this in the book of John, is really already so prevalent. It's a counterfeit Christ, and it will try and deceive you and make you think that you are following something that is false, okay? So we talked about how the rapture takes place after he's revealed, okay? I'm sorry, the rapture takes place, let's go over this verse again. It says, let no man deceive you by any means, for they shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. I'm sorry, so you have the falling away first, and then you have the Antichrist revealed, okay? And this is important. It says, verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, okay? So, and remember, the Bible says that we are the temple of God, okay? So he's going to try and exalt himself within the church. You have this falling away take place first. He's going to sit in the temple that's in Jerusalem. That's going to happen physically. But he's going to also try, and it's already happening, okay? Because you go into churches, and if you've got discernment and you've read your Bible, you can see that's not Jesus being preached in many churches. A lot of churches, okay, it's not him. You go and prayerfully, you know, you've already done this, read through your Bible, okay, your KJV Bible from cover to cover, and then once again, once you're done, read it again. But once you've done that, you kind of sit there and go, okay, what's going on? You know, why is it that the God that's in the Bible is not the God that I'm hearing in these churches? It's because this has already taken place on a smaller scale. Remember, the kingdom of God is as a grain of mustard seed. It starts small, and then it expands and expands. So this is already beginning to happen, okay? So we're going to pick it up. And this is, again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're going to pick up again at verse 5. It says, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Okay? And that's important as well, okay? There's a time of deception, okay, where these things happen, okay? And you're going to see this in your trials where it's people won't be able to tell, but the Holy Spirit will be guiding you, and he'll be saying, you need to, you know, listen to me, you need to walk with me, you need to obey me. And what he's saying is going to be contrary to what you see, okay? You're going to have to really walk by faith. Again, this is the book of Corinthians. We walk by faith and not by sight, okay? Because he's going to be talking to you and guiding you. He's going to say, this is a lie. What's coming at you, what's telling you that you're wrong, what's telling you that you need to, you know, do something different is not what I'm telling you to do, okay? You need to listen to me. You need to walk in me. You need to obey me. And it's going to be revealed in its time, okay? And you need to be patient, all right? And just listen and walk by the Spirit, okay? And then it is, okay? Time passes and it's revealed that that's a false Christ, okay? And it's like really, really revealed, okay? And then this is verse 7. It says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." And I believe this to be accurate, the verse 7. Now this is, again, talking about your own personal walk with the Lord, okay? But I do believe this to be accurate, that, because once again, it talks about your own personal walk in the, with the Lord that takes place in the Spirit, okay? But then it's also physical, and is taking place also in the world. It's both, okay? So the Antichrist is going to try and set himself, you know, spiritually within the churches, is already kind of doing, and he's going to physically move into the temple in Jerusalem. But what verse 7, I believe, is talking about, to be accurate, is that temple, the Dome of the Rock, that Muslim. Remember, these are spirits, so he's referring it to as him, okay? And the Dome of the Rock is being a principality, a spirit that's sitting there, and the Lord is letting that thing sit there, okay, until he removes it, because once he removes it, the Jews are going to go in there and build that temple, and then that's when things are going to get really bad, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to these podcasts that she really humbles her heart and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, she reads it again and has to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these praise you, Father, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal. At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.